NASA's Orion spacecraft successfully completed a parachute-assisted splashdown of the Pacific Ocean at 9:40 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 12:40 Eastern Time, on its final major milestone for the Artemis 1 mission. Engineers performed several additional tests while the Orion spacecraft was in the water and before powering the spacecraft down and handing it over to the recovery team aboard the USS Portland. At the direction of the NASA recovery director, Navy divers and other team members in several inflatable boats approached the spacecraft, and when Orion was ready to be pulled into the ship's well deck at the waterline, the divers attached cables, called the winch line, and pulled the spacecraft into the ship and up to four additional tending lines to attach points on the crew module. The winch will pull Orion into a specially designed cradle inside the ship's well deck, and the other lines will control the motion of the spacecraft. And once Orion is positioned above the cradle assembly, technicians drain the well deck and secure it on the cradle. And now that the ship is on the vessel, teams took the spacecraft to the U.S. Naval Base in San Diego and will return it to NASA's Kennedy Space Center for inspection. Once the Orion space capsule is aboard the vessel, teams will take the spacecraft to the U.S. Naval Base San Diego and return it to NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida for inspection. That's where technicians will thoroughly inspect the Orion, retrieving data recorded on board, removing onboard payloads, and more. Earlier in the day, the Orion spacecraft successfully separated from its service module at 11 a.m. CST in preparation for the crew module's return to Earth. Now, the service module will burn up harmlessly in the Earth's atmosphere upon reentry over the Pacific Ocean. And the Artemis 1 trajectory is designed to ensure any remaining parts do not pose a hazard to land, people, or shipping lanes. They'll all burn up in the atmosphere. And then the crew module will perform a skip entry, dipping into the upper part of Earth's atmosphere and using that atmosphere, along with the lift of the capsule, to skip back out of the atmosphere. Then reentry for a final descent under parachutes and splashdown. Now remember, the Orion spacecraft was going about 25,000 miles per hour before it hit the Earth's atmosphere. And this technique enables the spacecraft to accurately and consistently splash down at the selected landing site for Artemis missions, regardless of when or where they returned from the moon. Now during reentry, this enormous heat generated as Orion encounters the atmosphere, turns the air surrounding the capsule into plasma, which will briefly disrupt communications with the spacecraft as it prepares for a landing. The Earth's atmosphere initially slows the spacecraft to 325 miles per hour. Then the parachutes slow Orion to a safe splashdown speed of about 20 miles per hour or less. We estimate about 15 miles per hour. And parachute deployment begins at an altitude of about 5 miles with three small parachutes pulling the forward bay covers away. And once the forward bay covers separate, two drogue parachutes will slow and stabilize the crew module for main parachute deployment. At about 9,500 feet in the spacecraft going about 130 miles per hour, three pilot chutes lift and deploy the main parachutes to slow Orion to a landing speed that ensures astronaut safety for crew missions. And when the Orion spacecraft splashed down, the Crew Module Upgrading System, also known as a CMUS, deployed a series of five bright orange helium-filled bags on top of the capsule to upright the capsule in the event it stabilizes upside down. The system deploys regardless of the landing position of the capsule, and it takes less than 4 minutes to upright the capsule if needed. The capsule must be upright for the crew module communication systems to operate correctly and help protect the health of the crew members inside for future missions on Artemis 2, Artemis 3, and beyond.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And finally, the Artemis Orion spacecraft gets secured in the well deck of the USS Portland. The ship begins its trip back to the U.S. Naval Base San Diego. Engineers remove Orion from the ship in preparation for transport back to Kennedy Space Center for post-flight analysis. The successful splashdown of the Pacific Ocean west of Baja, California, at 9:40 PST, and flight controllers in the mission control of NASA's Kennedy or Johnson Space Center in Houston spent about 2 hours performing tests in open water to gather additional data about the spacecraft, including its thermal properties after enduring the heat from the re-entry through the Earth's atmosphere. And recovery personnel also spent time collecting imagery of the spacecraft before beginning to pull the capsule into the USS Portland's well deck. The recovery team consists of personnel and assets from the U.S. Department of Defense, including Navy amphibious specialists and Space Force weather specialists, also engineers and technicians from Kennedy Space Center in Florida and Johnson Space Center in Houston, and Lockheed Martin Space Operations. Orion is expected to arrive to shore December 13th, with offload expected on December 15th. If you're into NASA and spaceflight and SpaceX, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening on, because that would really help out the show tremendously.